We must understand and end the human rights disaster that is occurring in occupied Palestine, and one way we can do that is by listening to voices that we would never hear otherwise. To hear Palestinian voices that go unheard in the corporate and state media, tune into this radio station every week. This is Kristen S. reporting from occupied Palestine. The roadmap is loaded with previously negotiated points, points that the Israeli government has not honored. It is a step down from the disastrous Oslo Accords. UN Resolution 194, the right of return, is a collective and individual right, and as such can be negotiated. Another point are Israeli settlements, all of which are illegal under international law. The Israeli military government says that it will dismantle only 15 of its roughly 200 illegal settlements. Only four of these are actually inhabited. The roadmap calls for immediately dismantling all settlement outposts erected since March of 2001. The Israeli military government inserted the word unauthorized, those settlements that are illegal under Israeli law as well as international law. U.S. estimates are at 100 illegal Israeli settlements built since that date. Longstanding UN resolutions 242 and 338 call for ceasing building and dismantling all Israeli settlements. The Fourth Geneva Convention renders all Israeli settlements illegal. In addition, Israeli settlements violate UN Security Council Resolution 452 from 1979, which demands the government and people of Israel to cease, on an urgent basis, the establishment, construction, and planning of settlements in the Arab territories occupied since 1967, including Jerusalem. The resolutions have never been enforced. The 15 settlement outposts the Israelis are discussing dismantling are not those creating the cantons that divide the West Bank from itself, but rather those that are considered dummy outposts, used for public relations moves. They are illegal under Israeli law in addition to international law. Only four are inhabited. On the 14th of June, Israeli settlers built five new settlements, or outposts, in response to the dismantling, only one of which is inhabited. Currently, the Israeli military is dismantling the first inhabited outpost amidst a great deal of protest from the Israeli settlers that are living there. Reports indicate that U.S. soldiers will be joining Israeli occupation forces to continue the IOF assassination policy of Hamas members. The U.S. presents itself as an honest broker in roadmap negotiations. The U.S., which funds the Israeli military government to the tune of $12 million a day. The U.S., which supplies Israel with the moral support to continue its military occupation of Palestine. Amidst these talks in Jerusalem, Aqaba, the Sinai, and Washington, D.C., Israel continues its assault on the Palestinian people. On the 5th of June, amidst a ceasefire, Israeli occupation forces assassinated five Palestinians near Tokurum. This was after the June 4th Aqaba summit. On the day of the summit, Israeli soldiers were attacking Balada refugee camp for the third day running. In 2 days, 50 people were severely injured. The IOF attacked Rafah, demolished four houses. They also attacked Deir Belah, demolishing a two-story building after forcing the people out without their belongings and injuring one. U.S. newspapers ignored the facts. The Chicago Tribune instead reported, "The day gave rise to hope, not only for what happened, but also for what did not. There was no major Israeli-Palestinian violence." The day of the Sharm el-Sheikh roadmap meeting in the Sinai, Israeli occupation forces injured more than 30 people in one area of Nablus. On this day also, the IOF killed two men near Tokurum. When Palestinians fought Israeli occupation forces on the 8th of June, killing five soldiers and losing five of their own fighters, U.S. papers ignored history and fact, reporting distorted half-truths. Reports in the L.A. Times said that this violence is the first since last week's summit. The New York Times reported this is the first major violence. And NBC said that this was the first deadly attack since last week's Mideast summit, ignoring IOF attacks and killings of Palestinians, and reinforcing the devastating myth that violence comes from Palestinians and that fighting against occupying soldiers is terrorism. On the 10th of June, Israeli occupation forces attempted to kill Dr. Rantisi of Hamas. They fired seven Apache missiles into a car in a crowded area, injuring dozens and killing three. The same day, Israeli tanks and Apache helicopters fired into a residential area in northern Gaza's Bet Hanun area, killing three teenagers. On the 11th, 12th, and 13th of June, Israeli occupation forces fired Apache missiles into Gaza City in assassination attempts, all of which are illegal under international law. In the midst of this, Hamas carried out a suicide bombing in Jerusalem. Israeli occupation force violence against Palestinians ordered by the Israeli government did not cease for one moment. Today we're speaking with Ahmed Khalil, a young Palestinian man living in a refugee camp and working in a West Bank NGO. I want to ask him a few questions about the roadmap and his experience here. So what is your take on the roadmap thus far? Is it more of Oslo, more of the same?
The problem so far with the roadmap, that is, there is nothing clear in this plan. Everything is like a mess. Everything just like what is President Bush has said in his speech, that in 2005 everything will be okay and the conflict will be solved. But what and how we couldn't know. And the reservation of the Israeli government about the roadmap, it's about 14 reservation that they want us as refugees to give up about our right to return. And we still holding our right, especially with the resolution 194 that gives all the refugees to return and the compensation also. So we are, as a Palestinian, we live in the camps in the West Bank under the control of the Palestinian Authority. We consider the Palestinian Authority just like any other Arab countries, which will be getting us just like Syria, Jordan, until we return back to our land. So we can't leave our land. We can't give up our right to return. For this, the roadmap is not clear, nothing in you, just like promising without anything clear on earth.
As the Israeli occupation forces continue to come through the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and arresting young Palestinian men in their midnight raids, are you yourself afraid of being taken at this point? We know that there are roughly 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners being held in Israeli prisons right now, largely without charge, largely under 6 month detention sentences, which the Israeli government can renew at its whim. Are you afraid of facing this fate yourself, or have any of your friends faced it?
Of course I'm afraid, because the Israeli soldiers always violating everything, violating all the human rights declaration, all the international laws. They do what they like. For example, I have a friend of mine, he was just talking about the occupation, and sometimes he cursed this occupation, the Israeli occupation. So they came and arrested him in an arbitrary arrest, and he's now still in prison in that demonstration detention, that they can renew it whenever they want. So this is the problem. We can't even say anything. They consider themselves as a democratic country, but they are democratic with their people, not with us. We are, as a Palestinian, we can't talk, we can't move, we can't go, we can't do anything. We're always under their control. We just have to be surrender. Even they can't allow us to go walking. We have a lot of people here. They are really even their living. So the problem is with this occupation. Excavation is brutal, and we will still resistant until we get our right, and we will establish our state, independent state, democratic and free with all the discrimination.
Recently, the Israeli government released 100 Palestinian political prisoners. 12 of those, or 13 of those, were from the area that you live in. What do you think about this? Do you think this is a public relations move, or do you think that the Israeli government has any idea about being serious about its violations of Palestinian human rights and actually does want to release Palestinian political prisoners?
Actually, the Israeli government, they don't care about anything related to human rights or to the right of a human. For they just do what they want. They just do. They want to dominate everything. They want to control the Palestinians. They want to control the sky, control the water. Even when they are talking about the Palestinian state, they are talking about the provisional border that is never end in all the history. There is nothing called a country with a provisional border. We want state, independent state with borders, actual vertical with the real border. We want to control the sky, we want to control the earth, but the Israeli government, they want just to give us, it's like anatomy, they will control the water and the earth, they will control the sky, they will control the borders and the entrance, they will not give us any main interest to go, for example, to Lebanon, to Syria, or to Jordan. For this will be not a state, it will be just like a municipality, just to save their souls. They want us to be the security force, just to keep the Israeli safe from the Palestinian resistance. And this will not happen, because we are a Palestinian, we are seeking our independent state, we are seeking our democratic state, and we want to establish our civil community. For this is the problem with the Israelis. They consider themselves in the high level of the world, and all the people is just like a servant for them. And because they are totally with discrimination, they are discriminate between us and them. They want just a state for the Jews, even not for the humans. This it will be a problem always between us and them.
And by your last comment, you're suggesting that what the Israeli government wants for the state of Israel is a state that's not open to all peoples of the world to live there.
Yeah, this is right. The Israeli government, yes, they want it for Jews. This is a religious state. This is just like apartheid. They want, even when they allow, when they agree, they did the Oslo Accord, there's a lot of analyzers, they said, they agreed on the Oslo Accord to let the Palestinian in a specific areas to make it just like apartheid, so we can't move in the other places of historical Palestine. Because if we want to speak about Palestine, the historical Palestine, it's already known. We give up about 72% from historical Palestine, and we agreed to establish our independent state on the rest of the Palestine, but also they don't want to give us our rights. They don't want to apply the UN, United Nations Security Council resolutions. They don't want to apply 242 or 339 or 194. Especially in the roadmap, they want us to give up about our rights to return, 194, and they want to dominate and to control all the entrance to Palestine and the sky, also and the water. So this will not be an independent state. It will be just a dream in the sky, and we will not agree for this. So we will still want our independent state, and we want to live just like a human, just like the others. And we don't want to see any kind of racism or discrimination.
Thanks for speaking to us, Ahmed Khalil. It's difficult to feel hope at this point when all the world is pushing down the throats of the Palestinians that there might be peace in this day, when the Israeli occupation forces are telling us here that they will leave the North Gaza Strip tomorrow, and that they will leave the West Bank city of Bethlehem tomorrow as well, when we see the northern Gaza Strip completely destroyed at this point. The agricultural fields have been destroyed, the orange groves have been destroyed, the houses have been demolished, and the people are homeless now. Many of the people have been killed, and scores are injured. And so now the Israeli military speaks of leaving from the northern Gaza Strip, and it leaves the people here seemingly with just a bad taste in their mouths. It's more of the same from this end. From Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S. reporting.